Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. We have quite a week and a lot of things to talk about this week. It is time for the Republican American Report. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Yes.
So you have your track shoes on?
Oh, boy. Actually, we're going to have issues with conflicts.
Yeah.
Trying to be in several places at once. But, yes, tomorrow night we have, we have two transfer station public hearings, public meetings this week to vote on more money for the Salisbury-Sharon transfer station. As you know, that came in more than they expected. So each town is going back to its constituents and asking for an additional funding. So Salisbury's is tomorrow night at 7:30, and Sharon's, Wednesday at
19th.
Wednesday at 7:30, and Sharon's is Thursday at 7. So, but we also have on the 19th the ZBA in Canaan, the Metcalf case. There are two coinciding cases going on here. One is about a cease and desist order that was given, and one is about putting in the hot asphalt plant. The former is in the court, so that's against the PZC. So that's not to be discussed. But the ZBA one on a hot asphalt plant will be the topic of discussion on Wednesday in Canaan. So I'm going to have to do something. Myself in half.
We will be at both the transfer station.
Good. Okay.
Now, for those people in Salisbury, the Board of Finance is going to meet, I think it's tomorrow night.
They have to meet before.
And then the Board of Selectmen meet very quickly after that to send it to town meeting. But the main meeting is for Salisbury is the 19th, which is Wednesday, and Sharon votes on Thursday the 20th.
Right. And, Finance Board and Selectmen have given the okay in Sharon already.
Yeah.
So we're set to go, and that's pretty much it before the holiday. But those are some pretty important meetings.
Well, it's interesting because in both towns there is in Salisbury there's people that have been against the transfer station from the beginning that can look and see and hear it and stuff like that. Sharon, nobody really is against it, but. There's a lot of rumblings in town, once again, about the money. And it's funny, I spoke with Brent about it. And, yes, Sharon, I know I can't speak in Salisbury's case, even though I'm a Salisbury resident. But Brent explained it really well in Sharon that they're not going to come up with an additional $500,000 in tax. They've got money put away.
Right.
They've
there got, is a steep grant.
Steep grant.
Losif,
and so they've got some funds. So Sharon would be looking at it's actually like a couple $100,000, $200,000+.
Yeah. Actually, both, because they're going to split. They did get a steep grant for $500,000, and they're going to split it. So that takes $250,000 off each town, and they are going to narrow the scope. Once the plan is approved, then they can do change orders and narrow it if necessary to keep within the budget or lower the budget.
So it's going to be very interesting what happens with that budget vote.
Yeah. I don't know what else you can do.
Well,
you have to have a transfer station.
Well, you have to have a transfer station, and
I just need to interject. What people mostly need to do is educate themselves on the situation, because as you say, you've got to have a transfer station. Mm-hmm. This is not just. You need one. It's not just for you right this second, but going into the future.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone can find out what's going on and then get themselves involved.
That's we'll see what happens. I'm pretty sure it's going to pass, but there are people that don't want to spend the extra $500,000.
From the beginning, Marshall, there have been people who have been against the siting because they're fearful of what it would bring, and so all those things when you have a vote come back out again.
You always hate it as a first selectman or a board of finance when you have to go back to the public.
Oh, gosh.
That's the worst thing, because it looks like you didn't do your job. And that's not the case at all.
No, there were so many extenuating circumstances here. And we listened to the building committee when they made this decision. And I remember Dale Jones, the selectman, and Sharon saying, oh, gosh, this is the last thing we want to do. But they had no choice. And there were things like... The tariff on steel brought it up $400,000. Yeah. Things that were just unexpected. So
We're winning.
Yeah.
Hey, there's something else I wanted to talk to you about, and that's something that I wasn't surprised at, but I was. Even when I ran for the Board of Education, I had calculated there was 20 to 25% of Housatonic students that were not of Region 1 elementary school students that were not going to a high school. But this week they released, and these are a year late. They didn't release this year, but up to last year, it's now
65%.
Go to the high school. That means 35% of the Region 1 students in elementary school choose to go elsewhere.
Yeah.
That is staggeringly amazing. And it's gone down the last, you know, there was an up and down figure. At one point it was 75, then it was 85 to 90%. And it held pretty steady at 70%. Then it went to, it's roughly, you know, it's 75%. It held pretty steady, but the last 3 years, it went from
really
75 to 60 to 66, now to 65% going.
Yep.
That's a problem that the school board has to address.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They talked about it at a meeting, and each month, Principal Ian Strever, the high school, gives a report with data, and that was one of the things he talked about. And yes, you're right. That has to be addressed. 65%.
It's shocking.
Yeah, and you know, they want to know where the kids are going. And someone asked about Oliver Walcott, and he said, "No, that's only a small percentage, very small." He said, "It's the private schools."
And also worries me, people that aren't. There's students that aren't going on to further their education at all.
Right.
And I don't know what that percentage is, but that's the part that scares me.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You know, and should.
Yeah. It's and it's.
And this isn't one of those things that you ignore forever and then go, oh, and we're close to forever already.
It's obviously you have to change the direction of what the high school is doing and make it more appealing to parents and students.
Yeah.
It's the bottom line.
You've got some good folks there, so there's no, just in terms of educators, so there's
absolutely,
no reason why.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I was up there at the holiday store this weekend, and that program, they said to Karen Davenport, who's co-chairman of the department, you know, that your department here has saved so many kids and who have otherwise probably would have not continued.
Been lost in the system, that's exactly right.
And she said, absolutely. They've got to find a way to capture other kids and get them there. Yeah,
we know the kids are out there.
But they're going elsewhere. And another school-related story, we were at the hearing on Monday night in Sharon for teachers have filed a grievance about parent-teacher conferences. Not that they don't want to attend, and they're very happy. You know, they extended it from twice a year, 2 days in the fall, to 4 days, two in the fall and two in the spring. But they are grieving the practice in which they must stay even though they don't have conferences, claiming it's a violation of the contract. And so there was a long hearing. Then the two sides went into what they call a non-meeting, came out and said, no decisions made, we'll come back. So that was a very interesting evening.
I don't understand if it's scheduled for parent-teachers conferences and the conferences are over, why?
They feel they should, according to one side, you know, well, they should be there for maybe drop-ins. Well, everything is scheduled. You don't have drop-ins, and you shouldn't have drop-ins because the teachers won't be prepared for those drop-ins. And there is no, you know, the whole argument was very interesting. It will be very interesting to see what transpires. And that's after, now this grievance was filed with, first it has to go to the principal, and if they don't get a cord, they go to the superintendent. So all those three steps were taken, and it's now before the board. If that doesn't come up with an agreement, then it goes to arbitration.
You know, to me, it just looks like an overreach from the administration.
Well, it does seem. It's not that, you know, they're shortchanging the school system and getting a lower work day or work year. I'm sure they, you know, put in plenty of time elsewhere. So it's an interesting argument to listen to, that's for sure.
All right, so that was an interesting meeting, and that video is up, by the way, as
yes.
well.
Yeah, Mike and I were there together.
So. There just appears to be, like I said, it comes from the top, and you've got a good base here. You don't want to lose. You can't go much lower than 60% of your. If you have 40% of your students that aren't moving on, there's serious problems. Mm-hmm. And I hope that's got to be reversed. And that's not a principal's problem. That's not a teaching problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously a curriculum problem somehow.
It's an overall look at the whole system. There's what is it that's not bringing them here? Also, just let me make a note. Cornwall had a meeting about its
septic.
its septic. Area and septic water study group had a meeting, and they're going to continue. They're still looking for a viable placement of a sewer treatment plant. They're hoping to upgrade the water and sewer at the village of West Cornwall, which needs to attract, they say, more businesses and more residents. So that's an ongoing thing. And we were at the opening of the brewery on this weekend at the Great Falls in this station, and that's going to be quite an addition to the community.
Got an update from a lot of people that went there, and Maria Horn also posted about being there.
Yeah, so very nice, and hopefully that will spur the commercial district in Canaan. So, yeah, it's a busy, busy, busy time, even though it's coming up to holiday, and hopefully we'll get some relief.
All right, Ruth, we'll speak to you next week, which will be
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Yes, we will. All right. Okay.
All right, Ruth.
Thanks.
Good luck out there.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, Report here on Robin Hood Radio. You'll find all the information at your newsstands and rep-am.com on the web.